In this bulletin, the government's bid to reverse the Medivac laws clears the lower house. Prime Minister Scott Morrison defends appointing his former chief of staff as the nation's most senior public servant. And North Korea reportedly fires two short-range missiles into the Sea of Japan. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Diet. The government's bid to reverse laws giving doctors more say in the medical transfers of asylum seekers in offshore detention has cleared the lower house. The coalition used its majority to clear the Medivac repeal bill through the House of Representatives this morning, but the Senate will not consider it until a parliamentary committee examines it and reports back in October. The government opposed the legislation when it passed earlier this year and made repealing it an election commitment, saying the laws undermine national security. Labor leader Anthony Albanese has hit out at the Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton, accusing him of being damaging with his rhetoric.
The only person undermining border security at the moment is the minister with his rhetoric, who sends a message each and every day at every opportunity that somehow legislation such as this undermines our national security.
As of June, 31 asylum seekers or refugees had been transferred for medical treatment under the new laws, the majority for serious mental health issues. The government has rejected another 9 cases recommended by doctors. Prime Minister Scott Morrison is defending his decision to appoint his own former chief of staff as the nation's most senior public servant. The current Treasury Secretary, Phil Gaetjens, will replace the retiring Martin Parkinson as head of the Department of Prime Minister and Cabinet next month. Mr. Gaetjens was Mr. Morrison's chief of staff during his time as Treasurer. Mr. Morrison says there's nothing unusual about the move.
I mean, this is not uncommon that people have worked in the political sphere and the bureaucratic sphere. And where they have that experience, then I think that aids them well in the tasks that they have.
Stephen Kennedy, the current Secretary to the Department of Infrastructure, will replace Mr. Gaetjens as Treasury Secretary. Victorian State Labor MP Will Fowles has apologised for an incident at a Canberra hotel this morning in which he allegedly damaged a door. Photographs from the hotel show a door with significant damage. No charges have been laid, but Mr. Fowles made a brief statement after arriving back in Melbourne this morning.
This morning I made a very bad mistake. I want to apologise unreservedly to my colleagues, to my constituents and to my family. This has been a very distressing morning.
Former rugby league star Jarryd Hayne will stand trial next year, accused of raping a woman in the New South Wales Hunter Valley. The 31-year-old appeared in Newcastle District Court today after travelling from Perth, where he spent the past 3 weeks attending courses at an evangelical Christian centre. He formally pleaded not guilty to 2 charges of aggravated sexual assault and will stand trial in early May. He says he's confident he'll be acquitted.
I want to make it very clear I'm innocent of these charges, and it's been a very hard time with the family, but the 4th of May 2020, justice will be served.
South Korea says North Korea has fired 2 short-range missiles into the sea. They were launched early today near the eastern port of Wonsan, travelling a distance of 430 kilometres before falling into the Sea of Japan. Japan's Chief Cabinet Secretary Yoshihide Suga says there's no immediate threat to Japan.
We are aware that some sort of flying objects were launched this morning, and we, the government, are now collecting intelligence. We don't think it fell within Japan's territory, and we don't find any evidence the launches are threatening Japan's security at this point.
It comes after anger from the North over planned military exercises between South Korea and the United States next month. The North warned that could affect the resumption of the denuclearisation talks. In football, Melbourne Victory has announced Socceroo Andrew Nabut will return to the club for the upcoming A-League season. The 26-year-old was a product of the Victory's youth team and made 46 appearances for the club between 2012 and 2015. He returns to Melbourne following a 16-month stint in Japan and having played for the Socceroos in the 2018 FIFA World Cup in Russia. Well, now tomorrow's weather. Perth cloudy and 18. Adelaide showers clearing, 15 degrees. Melbourne showers and 15. Hobart showers and 14. Canberra, frost and fog and 13 degrees. Wollongong, partly cloudy, 19. Sydney and Newcastle, much the same, 20 degrees. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 23. Cairns, similar conditions, 26. And Darwin, sunny and a top of 25 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.